الاتفاق وكذا سوي معين مي فجرا من بيتون يلا نصب فاضي ممكن نبلا. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders and ulama ikram, one of the many reasons why we have seen a decline in the Muslim Ummah for approximately 500 years. It's not just something happening now. For about 500 years, if you look at Islamic history, one of the biggest reasons for our decline, for that we need to study history, is our disunity. And we all say yes, we all nod our head, and we all like to point fingers. Why don't they get together? Why don't they get together? Why don't they get together? And the problem is, in our own house, we've got divorces taking place. Wo log kyun jama nahi ho rahe? Wo log kyun nahi jama ho rahe? Ye do mulk kyun nahi jama ho raha hai? Ye kyun nahi jama ho rahe? Aur ghar mein aag lagi hai. I'm going to tell you very straightforward, because we had a lot of marriage counseling. Single parents is so much in the increase. Every day or every week we get, Maulana, can you come? We got issues. And forget separation and talking, we got divorced already. And it's not about, we got 3 children, 4 children, 5 children, they grown old. Single parent is increased every day. It's so sad. And I was quite busy anyway, I was teaching, and I was thinking, what should we talk on? And I think to myself, I think we're in this minbar, but so many subjects have been talked upon. Like they're saying in Urdu, jo jo dawa ki marz barhta gaya. And whatever medicine we gave, the illness increased even more. It looks like I don't have the ikhlas and the sincerity, and therefore the words do not really much have much of an impact. May Allah Ta'ala protect me, inshallah. May Allah grant me the sincerity and ikhlas. But it's a sad case. And we need to understand one thing, that once a single parent, remember the child is Allah's system here. We talk about Allah's system. Okay? It's Allah's nizam here. Allah's nizam, when He created this dunya, right from the time of Adam alayhi salam, is that the children, the child needs the mother and also the father. For the right tarbiyah and the right upbringing. If you don't want to bring up the children, koi deen, akhirat, kuch nahi, to chalega. Janwar ki tarah zindagi guzarenge. It will happen. But the children need the mother and the father. The father has certain qualities and certain aspect which the mother doesn't have. And the mother has certain qualities and certain aspect which the father doesn't have. That's why the combination of two Allah has set up in the dunya. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا. It's a combination of two, both, not one. We need to really understand this. The rob, the respect, the adab, that comes from the father. If that child is deprived of that father's adab and respect and awe, there will be deficiency in the child's upbringing. There will be shortcoming in the child's upbringing. So when they come to madrasa and we notice that, very rowdy, this, that. No. If you look in the pipeline, you find, he's a single parent. Oh, this is a problem. Oh, that is a problem. It's very, very important we need to think. And the compassion and the muhabbat and the love, that level, Allah has given granted to the mother. So it's a combination. It's a combination. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant our homes successful homes. Very, very important. It really hurts. It really hurts. You know, and it should hurt everyone that when we hear these cases, but what's happening? What's happening? Can't we just do a bit of sabr? Can't we just do a bit of bardash and toleration? And Allah maaf kare, you know, in this country you get everything. If I live alone, people calculate even before. If I live alone, I'll get this much. If I live alone, I get this much. If I get this, I get this. So I'm better off living alone. So any small excuse, let us go. Any small excuse, if you go back home and there's ghurbat and poverty, no one's going to give you anything, they think twice. That doesn't mean you do zulam. Okay, tell now you ain't going anywhere anyway, so I'll do zulam upon you. You can't go anywhere. Your parents are not going to take you. That's wrong as well. That's extreme. And I mentioned this before, that in Palestine and Gaza and Iran and Syria, in Lebanon, in Sudan, that's not the only place where zulm takes place. It takes place in our own homes as well. The only difference is they have media coverage and we don't have media coverage. That's why Allah says in the Quran Kareem, ittaqullah, 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 so many times. Even in the khutbah of nikah, the verses that are recited are ittaqullah. What does it mean? It means be wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to give an example. I'll probably give an example before as well. You're going on the motorway. You're going on the motorway. And we're doing 150 miles an hour. How many? 150 miles an hour. We've all done it or not done it, I'm not going to ask you. And then what happens? Soon you see that dreaded yellow box on the left. That yellow box, it doesn't give us sweets and chocolates. Soon as we see that yellow box on the left, we put on the brakes. Now there's a navigation system tells you, speed camera ahead, speed camera ahead, speed camera ahead, speed camera ahead. So what do? We put on the brake. The question here is, why have we put on the brake? Aram se jara, joyriding, chilling, got the bass on, everything on. What stopped you? What? Because that yellow box is going to send you a penalty, an azab, a punishment, points, suspension. So you put on the brakes. Ittaqullah means be variable, put on your brakes. Allah is saying, ittaqullah, put on your brakes. Meaning, that you've only done because that CCTV camera is watching. You go in a big building, you want to steal someone's shoes. It happens in the masjid every day. You know, chanda money, collection money, you want to take this, you want to take that. You look around, make sure the CCTV camera is not watching. If nothing there, then you go and do something. So CCTV camera and the yellow box, it changes our behavior. This one, it changes our behavior. We become more Sufi. It changes our behavior. Changes our behavior. For that even 5 minutes, for that 10 minutes, it changes our behavior. We become good all of a sudden. And I'm going to give you another example. May Allah protect us. People coming to see our daughter. And hum jallad hai, zalim hai, this. And soon as that, for that 15 minutes, we change. Oh, mashallah, come, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Oh, everything. Oh, ye to bade acche hai. Oh, really good, so much. In reality, we're not a chair. We are do zulm every day in the house. We get moody in the house. We get angry in the house. We abuse in the house. Emotional abuse, physical abuse, everything you do. But because mehman is coming, assalamu alaikum. We've changed our behavior just for that 10, 15 minutes. Because now these people are looking, I have to protect my izzat. We are kind to everyone outside, but when we went to home, we're completely different. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Have you ever heard Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? In the night, he becomes like a beast. In the daytime, he's just like a normal Sharif insan, human being. How good he is. May Allah protect us. Well, what am I trying to say here? So we change our behavior 5 minutes, 10 minutes. But should I tell you something? Wallahu ya'lamu ma fi sudur. Wallahu alimun bi zati sudur. Allah's CCTV camera, Allah is watching us every second of our lives, our public life and our private life. Allah is watching. But there's no breaks then. There's no breaks. I can't do that. I'm about to snap. No, be careful. Allah, I can't do this. I have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just I want us all to think and reflect. That's all. That's the topic I've just given. Now we can meditate on that. Think. Why we changed our behavior? I'll get a penalty from here. I'll get a penalty. I'll be looked down upon. What about the penalty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What about the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's why Allah said, ittaqullah, be wary of Allah, be wary of Allah. So as I said, unity, disunity is the biggest issue and it starts from home. What is unity? What is unity? Unity means what we like for yourself, we like for others. What you like for yourself, you like for others. Asan farmaya. Jo apne liye pasand kare, apne bhai ke liye pasand kare. That is unity. Once you have that, that's unity. We think by Eid on the same day, everyone doing Eid, that is unity. MashaAllah, sab Eid kare, we're all together. But that person next to you in namaz, his marriage was broken. The one next to you, he's got health issues. The one who's got, his mother's very ill. We don't even know any about them. And even we never want to, visit them, never want to see them. So is that unity? Just because we're in namaz together for Jummah namaz, this is unity. We all got our own issues and we all go back after namaz. I don't really care what happens to the next door neighbor. I don't really care what happens here. I don't really even pick up the phone. I don't even go to visit the sick. I don't even visit my father and my mother. So is that unity or is that disunity? Something we need to think. Unity is uski taraki, meri taraki. His achievement, her achievement, that family's achievement, that group's achievement. As a Muslim, I should be very, very happy. Apna Musliman bhai ko tarakki hui hai, main bhi khush hoon. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. If it hurts you and hurts me that someone is progressing, whoever it may be, your brother, your sister, your family, the other alim, the other masjid, the other idara, the other institute, and it's killing us inside, but we got problem. There's no unity. We can do so many eid together. You can do ghalim together. Allah's help does not come. When the Muhajir went to Madinatul Munawwara, they migrated, leaving everything behind. What did the Ansar do? What did he say? From the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is my big plot of land. Half is all that. Half is all yours. Who's going to give that today? Forget giving half, you take everyone else's. Ask the Mufti Ali Gram. If the land is only costing £5,000, then we'll distribute it, mashallah. If they got 50,000, then 100,000, then blood pressure goes high. Then it comes to 500,000, and it goes to 1,000,000. Then we look who's the most naram, who's the most soft. Who can we do zulam upon? Because they can't defend. Who can't defend from themselves? We will attack them. And how we do attack? We are masters at it. PhD in deception. 20 years ago, remember, I helped you out. Many things, madad ki thi, I helped your mother out, I helped this out, I helped that out. And I take all that back. And then we say, by Allah, Allah's help. Allah's not stupid like me and you. Allah is alimun qadir. Allah is hakimun alim. Allah is watching everything. لا تحسب أن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Don't think Allah is neglectful of the zulm that takes place in my own home, in my own family, in my own business place, in my own masjid, in my own idara, in my own institute, in my own company. Allah knows, but Allah gives everyone a chance. Tilmuqa, timetable. Allah's timetable is not like mine and yours. Allah's own timetable. When it comes, then there's no chance given after that. I'm going to give you an example. What's the time? 5 minutes left. When Prophet conquered Makkah al Mukarramah, after the conquered Makkah, the Taif, people of Taif, they're going to be worried. Okay, it looks like he's going to come and conquer us as well. I think the Prophet had no intention. But then the command came to go to Hunain. So Prophet went to Hunain, and Taif also was there close by. So Prophet and the Sahaba marched through there and conquered Taif as well. Now Taif, people of Taif were very, very wealthy. Very, very wealthy. Bought Malta on Kipas. So what happened? Lot of Mali Ghanimat, lot of war booty, war spoils, so much. Now listen to this very carefully. Prophet was distributing all the Mali Ghanimat. Who was he giving it to? Majority was giving it to the new Muslims. The people in Makkah, after conquered, they become accepted Islam. So he's giving a lot to the new Muslims. So much. So much so that the Ansar from Medina who came with him, they get to be worried. And they weren't getting anything from the spoils of war. So they were getting a bit worried. They said, it looks like, some were saying, it looks like Prophet is going to stay in Makkah. It looks like he only came to us when he needed us. Allahu Akbar. It looks like he only came to us when he needed us in Medina. Now he's going to let us go. We are something in the distant. You know, sometimes when we talk to someone, we only meet someone because we want something from them. Although we don't bother. That's another part of unity. When's the last time we only meet someone because, Assalamu alaikum, how are you? That's all. Not because you want something from them. That is also unity. Khair. So, one Sahabi from the Ansar, he came, Ya Rasulullah, people are talking. What are they talking? Oh, it looks like you're going to stay here. You've left the Ansar of Medina. You don't want to talk about them anymore. You gave all the words, poor words to them. They're talking. So then Prophet asked, what do you think? Prophet asked, what do you think? He replied, I'm also among my people. Maybe apne qaum ka hi aadmi ho. I'm also among the Ansar. Subhanallah. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, said, call all the Ansar, only Ansar and no one else. No one else should be in that gathering, in that only Ansar. From that we know, if you have a special gathering for just special people, nothing wrong in that. Bura nahi lagna chahiye. Ye sirf ulama ki gathering hai. Or this is only for professionals. Or this is only for this. Oh, mujhe kyun nahi? Prophet is only calling the Ansar. No one else. Allahu Akbar. And then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them a question. I heard that you are quite upset with me. Because I haven't given you spoils of war, whatever. The person said, did not I come to Medina when you were gumrah, when you were astray, and through Allah I guided you? Did not that happen? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Then he said, when I came to you, you were very, very poor. Oh, Medina, Ansar, Medina, I came to you when you were very, very poor. Didn't Allah grant you wealth? Yes, Ya Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Remember, don't give me lectures, he's asking a question. When I came to you, weren't you enemies of one another? Ek dusre ke dushman nahi the jab aaye the Medina ya Ansar. Allah granted so much love and muhabbat between you. Subhanallah. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. Ready to give even their wives, give talaq and you can have my wife. This is my land, you can take the land. Do you know when I came, you were struggling and Allah made it easy for you. All the Sahaba got emotional. Everyone was emotional at that time. And they all started crying. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah, look at the humbleness. He said, but O Ansar, if you had given me this reply and this answer to my question, I would have accepted it. And then Prophet said, you should have given me this answer. O Rasulullah, you came to us rejected and we accepted you. Prophet said to the Ansar, you should have said to me, Ansar, that, oh Muhammad, you came to us when you were rejected by your people. People didn't want to know you. You know, sometimes we reject people. Right? Isko choro, isko boycott karo. Don't anyone talk to him. Reject him. Ye toh aisa aadmi hai. But you accepted me. Didn't you accept me? Yes. I came as a fugitive. I came, Prophet is saying this, I came as a fugitive and you welcomed me. You welcomed me. That is unity. Your brother, your sister, your family, no one wants to know about them. Ghareeb hai na? But you open arms. People have gone against certain individuals, they don't like it, but reality, there's nothing wrong. Rumors have been spread. People have not really. We add fuel to the fire. We don't want to warm and welcome anyone. Anyway, then the person made a beautiful. He said, "Oh my Ansar, are you upset because I've just given a few materialistic things to the new Muslims, given some money, grain, rice to them? Are you upset because of that? Are you upset because of that?" Allahu Akbar. And then he made a beautiful statement. "Oh Ansar, they are going home with money, wealth, grain. Are you not happy that you're going to go home with Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Oh my Ansar, my life is with you and my death is with you." Amazing. "My life is with you." They were so happy. They were so happy, the Ansar. It's all about money. If it's like money, I'll have contact with him. If he doesn't have anything, I don't want to know about him. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all unity and muhabbat and love. You know what I mean? If any Muslim name comes in front of you, our heart should not be pounding. We should be melting, our Muslim brother. His progress is my progress. That family, they haven't got much. I'll help them out. As long as there's unity, Allah's help will come. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. One important announcement, there's a Hajj seminar, inshallah, Hajj Jor Ishtima, the Blackburn Marcus, inshallah, from today until Sunday. So brothers are requesting, inshallah, to please, inshallah, go towards that as well. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the Hujjaj Kiram. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala make it easy. And tomorrow there's a special program, inshallah, here at Masjid Farooq, inshallah, for the ulama and the maktab teachers from 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock, challenging atheism. It's a training workshop for all the madrasa teachers. And the special general public program tomorrow after Asr Salah on atheism. My Mawlana Saifuddin Sahib, mashallah, very great scholar. Mashallah, may Allah Ta'ala accept. So, brothers and sisters as well, they can also come and participate in this program. Jazakallah khair.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ash'hadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ash'hadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ash'hadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. Hayya 'ala s-salah. هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح هيا للفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي يضاعف الأجر للصابر ويزيد النعم للشاكر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له حاضر وناظر وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي شافع وحاشر صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أما بعد فيا معاشر الإخوان والخلان إن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية إصلاح الجنان باعتياد الشكر والصبر على ما قضى به الرحمن قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين وقال تعالى وبشر الصابرين وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا لمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام عرض علي ربي ليجعل لي بطحاء مكة ذهبا قلت لا يا ربي ولكن أشبع يوما وأجوع يوما وقال ذلك ثلاثا أو نحو ذلك فإذا جعت تدرعت إليك وذكرتك فإذا شبعت شكرتك وحمدتك قال الله تبارك وتعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تفعلون وقال تعالى وسنجزي الشاكرين وكان عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه يقول اللهم إني أسألك الأمن والإيمان والصبر والشكر والغنى والعفاف أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وقال تعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وعلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حيان عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان وحين. اللهم أصلحهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي الكريم. اللهم لعن كفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك، ويكذبون رسلك، ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، وزلزل أقدامهم، وامحو آثارهم، واقطع دابرهم، واجعل تدبيرهم في تدبيرهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. خالی جگہوں کو پور کرے، صفوں کو مکمل کرے.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ، اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ، اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ، اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ. حی علی الصلاح، حی علی الصلاح، حی علی الفلاح، حی علی الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاح، قد قامت الصلاح. اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ.
نیچے جگہ نہ ہو تو اوپر تشریف لے جائیں، موبائل سوئچ آف کر لیں. اللہ اکبر. سبحانک اللہم وبحمدک. الحمد للہ رب العالمین، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم إنا ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحمهم اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وارحمهم اللهم ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واتقينا اماما اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه في ديننا ودنيانا اهلنا ومالنا اللهم استر عوراتنا وامن عوراتنا ونجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ من شرورهم اللهم انا نعوذ بك من جهنم وضيق الشقاء وسوء القضاء والشمال اللهم انا نعوذ بك من فتنه المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنه المحيا والممات وصلى الله على النبي برحمتك يا رب العالمين الله